land of Zebulun. Because the land condition was such that darkness and even the shadow of death was casted upon the land. So even if we bring something that was alive, as he entered into the territory of Naphtali and Zebulun, it will die. But Isaiah, why? He conducted his prophetic ministry. The Lord granted him vision, and he saw in the future that a day will come that one anointed by God to break yokes, to set the captives free, and to comfort them that mourn with the oil of gladness will appear, and that same land will receive a great light. And light comes with life. And I'm glad to announce unto you, O Taraba, I'm glad to announce unto you, O Taraba, tonight the Lord has sent his servant, as it was ordained before the foundation of Taraba State was laid down. Just like in the days of Isaiah and the fulfillment in the days of Jesus. That land, when Jesus appeared, the land saw a great light. And tonight, I am convinced, and I want your heart to be open. Because when God wants to deliver a land, when God wants to save a people, he sent unto them a man. He sent unto them a man. And even in our generation, there is one that has found favor with God. One who has walked with God. One who has understood the ways of God. Taraba is privilege. Even tonight. It is on this account with Jesus' joy. We shout. We clap. We celebration. Help me welcome the servant of God. Apostle. Aram Osai. If you want to shout, shout to the glory of God. Amen. I can hear you rejoicing. I can hear you rejoicing. I can hear you rejoicing. To the glory of God.
If you are still on the field, shout hallelujah.
Idan kana nan da rai kace hallelujah.
The transformation will begin tonight.
Changing zai so ma a daren yau.
God is set and we are willing.
Ubangiji ya shirya mu kuma muna nan muna jira.
Before we take off in this flight, I'd like you to pray.
Kamun mu tashi a wannan jirgin yau ina so bari mu addu'a.
I said, Lord, do not pass me by.
Kace Ubangiji kada ka wuce ni a yau.
Just a moment for you to pray. You're all by yourself right now.
Wannan lokaci ne domin ka kira ga Ubangiji, ki kira ga Ubangiji.
Do not pass me by.
Ubangiji kada ka wuce ni a daren yau.
In the name of Jesus.
A cikin sunan Yesu.
Father, we thank you tonight.
Ubangiji muna maka matakar godiya a daren yau.
We ask that you stretch forth your hand.
Muna roko bari ka soko da hannunka.
Do great works in our midst.
Kayi aiki masu karfi a tsakanin mu yau.
And be thou glorified.
Bari sunanka kuma ta samu daukaka.
In the name of Jesus.
A cikin sunan Yesu.
You may be seated in the house of God.
Mu samu zama a gidan Ubangiji.
Tonight is the introductory night.
Yau rana ne na somatabi.
Tomorrow will be a deliverance night.
Gobe kuma zamu samu rana na sarkewa da warkaswa.
Saturday will be a power night.
Ran Asabar kuma zai zama rana na iko.
And Sunday will be the healing night.
Ran Lahadi kuma zai zama rana na warkaswa.
So if you have crippled people,
idan muna da guragu,
if you have blind people,
kuna da makafai,
deaf people,
mutane kurmaye,
dead people,
har ma wanda sun mutu,
you bring them on Sunday night.
Akawo suran lahadi da yamma jama'a mu ce amin.
And God will do wonders in
Ubangiji
this place.
Kuma zai yi abun al'ajibi a wannan wurin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to welcome everyone to this place tonight.
Ina so marabci dukan ku a cikin wannan wuri a yau.
Please make your neighbor welcome.
And
then turn your Bible to the book of Acts chapter 1.
We'll
read from verse
15.
And in those days stood up Peter in the midst of the disciples. Concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong and burst asunder in the midst. And his bowels gushed out. And it was known to all the dwellers at Jerusalem. In so much that the field is called in their proper tongue Akaldem. That is the field of blood.
Verse 20.
For it is written in the book of Psalms. Let his habitation be desolate. And let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric. Let another
take.
One more time, verse 20.
For
it is written in the book of Psalms. Let his habitation be desolate. And let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric. Let another take. Now, this was the time that the early church was formed by the hand of God. And Jesus had given them an instruction. And the instruction was that they should tarry in Jerusalem. They should prayerfully wait in Jerusalem. Because an empowerment was going to come to them. Please note that what is going on in this prayer meeting was an inspiration that came upon the heart of Peter. Now, this is the substance of the inspiration. He said, just like it is written. This is an explanation of Judas's condition. Because when the prayer meeting began to advance, everybody had a question at the back of their mind. What exactly is the fate of Judas? What is the eternal destiny of Judas? It is confirmed that he had a ministry that was part of the apostolic family. But the kind of death he died. We need God to give us perspective as to what his eternal destiny is like. And Peter stood up under the influence of the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God gave him wisdom to bring perspective about the destiny of Judas. He said, for it is written in the book of Psalms, there were two things that Peter spoke about. The first thing Peter spoke about was Judas's habitation. And according to the book of Psalms where he quoted, the Bible says, let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell therein. And the second thing he said, still from the book of Psalms, was that his bishopric, let another man take. There are two things here. The first is his habitation. And the second is his bishopric. If you are still with me, say amen. I didn't hear that
amen.
Hallelujah. There were two things he made reference to about Judas. Concerning his habitation. He said, let it be desolate. Concerning his habitation. Let no man dwell therein. Concerning his bishopric. He said, let another man take it.
Now,
I want us to analyze these two things quickly. Now, there is another scripture that I need to use to help us understand habitation. If you are still with me, say amen. Alright. Go with me to the book of Jude chapter 1.
Jude
chapter
1.
Verse 6. Jude chapter 1 verse 6. Quickly. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. So nobody's there. Alright, so Jude chapter 1, we'll read verse 6. Have you found it? Alright. And the angels which kept not their first estate.
Har mala'iku da basu yi rike wajen zaman su na farko ba,
but left their own habitation.
Amma sun bar waje wanda Ubangiji ya shirya musu.
He had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness.
Ya aje su zuwa lokaci na karshe a cikin kacha.
Unto the judgment of the great day.
Har zuwa garan shari'a na Ubangiji.
Now, the habitation we are talking about here is a heavenly habitation. That is to say that when God allows a man to come into the earth, what he does is that he builds a habitation for him in heaven. Even angels too were created and God built habitations for them in the heavens.
Malaikuma wanda ubangiji ya kera su ubangiji ya gyara musu wajen zama a sama.
The moment a man comes into time to travel through this window of pilgrimage, God builds a habitation for him in the spirit. If you are still with me, say amen. That habitation concerning Judas, the Bible says for Judas, that habitation will be desolate. Concerning Judas, the Bible says that no man will dwell in that habitation. That means if you are taking a stroll in heaven and you see the habitation of Judas, you will know that a man was supposed to be here. You will know that a man was designed to be here. You will know that this habitation was designed to accommodate a man. And the thing about the habitation is that God will not destroy it just because the man failed to occupy it. It will remain a sign that this was a design for a man. Nobody can take over another person's habitation. Let his habitation be desolate. Let no man dwell. That's the first aspect. Some time ago, I used to be a classroom teacher. And for those that understand the educational system that we run in the nation, there is an attendance document that teachers will need to fill about students. It's an attendance register. Let's say Musa is number one. The teacher will say, Musa. Musa will say, present, sir.
Musa
will
say, present, sir.
Abigail.
Say, tambaya, Abigail.
Present, sir.
Say, tache, present, sir.
Moses.
Say, tache, Moses.
And Moses is not there.
In Moses, baya, nang.
They will not delete Moses' name from the register.
Bara achire suna Moses, the kalitapi wanang ajiba.
The teacher will just mark it absent.
Teacher, say, ambatache wa baya, nang.
The information that the register is carrying is somebody was supposed to be here. And so concerning Judas, the register of habitations still bore his name, but it will be desolate and no one will dwell in it. So when you pass in through the cities of heaven, you will know that a man was absent here. This habitation was designed for a man, but that man is absent. That was the first aspect of the destiny of Judas. Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. You will notice that Peter also admitted that Judas had a part in the ministry of apostleship that was given to all of them. Concerning the apostleship, he had received a service of the bishopric. His bishopric referred to his labor of spiritual oversight over people. His bishopric related to his calling and his ministry that he was given from Jesus that had to do with oversight, that had to do with providing guidance, that had to do with leadership in the body of Christ. Concerning his leadership, concerning his apostleship, concerning his bishopric, the Bible says another person can take over his bishopric. Another person can take over his service. Another person can take over his leadership. But there is something that another person cannot take. What is that thing? His habitation. His habitation will remain vacant. You will know that a man was designed to have this habitation, but the man is absent. But his bishopric, his assignment on the earth, his ministry on the earth will be passed on to another man. But his habitation will be desolate. No human being will dwell in it. And so it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell there. And his bishopric, let another man take it. When I read that scripture, I became perplexed. I became full of wonder. So there are several things that if I don't behave well, God can replace me. But there are some things that God has designed exclusively for me. If I don't attain unto it, it will remain desolate. No man will inherit
it.
Have you ever seen a man in marriage? Marries a woman, and they are so happy dancing to the altar. God forbid, but if that woman dies, the man can remarry, and that vacant office can be filled. But there is something that cannot be filled, and that has to do with your habitation. It is not when you give your life to Christ that the habitation is forged for you. The moment you are born, you have a habitation. So when we go to heaven and we are strolling around, it will be easy to know that this man is absent. Whereas if a wife dies, you can remarry and continue life as if nothing happened. And very soon people will not remember that somebody is absent, because the capacity the person left has been filled. But there are some things that cannot be filled. It is exclusive for you. It has your name on it. Concerning Judas, it was called his habitation. If your name is Moses in this crowd now, there is a habitation called Moses designed for you. And if by any means you fail, to fulfill the requirements necessary for you to inherit that habitation, it will be desolate. No one will dwell in it. But your bishopric, your capacity in the earth, your leadership in the earth, your ministry, your oversight, it will be given to another man. But the true story cannot be understood on earth. The true story of the loss, it is when you view with the spectacles of eternity that you will understand it. You will understand that there is a place that is desolate. There is a place that teaches an eternal lesson. That a man is absent. Even though God in his good will had made provision for him, the man, according to his choice, has rejected the provision that God has made. If you are still with me, say amen. Tonight is a night of decision. There is nothing that you are doing on earth that God cannot replace you if you are not present. There is nothing that you are doing on earth that God doesn't have a replacement for you. The purposes of God will continue whether or not we are here or it is the generation of our children. Bishoprics can be replaced. Leaderships can be replaced. How many governors have we had in Taraba State since
the
Some of us may not even be able to recount because we've had replacements after replacements after replacements. So your capacities in the natural can be replaced. But there is something that cannot be replaced. If you miss out on the destiny that God has ordained for you, God has already prepared a habitation for you. Just like the Bible says that the angels in the eschaton that left their habitation, they did not have a choice but to remain in their habitation. And so those angels, because they left their habitation, right now they are kept in the chains of darkness. Are you with me? Angels had to be punished because they left their habitation. The issue of habitations cannot be replaced. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And every man that is passing through this world must understand something. Everything you are and everything you will be on earth can be replaced. Someone else can fulfill that possibility.
But
what you are designed according to the eternal plan of God to be, your destiny in the plan of God cannot be replaced. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. but his bishopric
amma
let another man take.
Bari wani ya doka.
If you are still in this place, I'd like you to rise on your feet in a moment.
Idan kana zaune na so mu dan tashi a kafafun
jim kadan. For it is written in the book of Psalms,
an rubuta a cikin zabura cewa,
let his habitation be desolate,
bari mazaunin sa ya zama yasheshe,
and let no man dwell therein,
kada wani ya zanna a ciki,
and his bishopric
yace matsayin sa kuma
let another take.
Bari wani ya doka.
In a moment of time,
a lokaci kadan,
I would like you to reflect,
ina so ka yi tunani,
because as far as you are on earth,
adun kana nan a doron duniya,
you are on a pilgrimage, on a journey,
kana tafiya ne kana mazauni mai wucewa,
the terminus of your journey is in a place called eternity.
Wajen da tafiya mun nan zai kare a waje ne na madawumi.
The moment you were born,
and
God designed for you a habitation. But
amma,
your access route into that habitation
zaka ika shiga wannan mazauni
depends on whether you choose the way, the truth, and the lie.
Yanda zaka shiga mazauni ya zama ko ka karbar rai hanya da kuma.
If by any means you reject Jesus,
Yesu,
now that you are in the pilgrimage of this journey of life,
wanda muna wannan bakoncin tafiya a rai na duniya,
the implication will be
to sakamakon zai zama
that habitation that God has ordained for you,
wannan
wuri
wanda Ubangiji ya shirya maka zai zama yasheshe,
and no man
ba mutum
will be able to dwell there.
Zai zanna a ciki kuma.
But
amma,
anything else you are doing on earth,
duk wani abin da kake yi a duniya,
another person
wani zai iya ya canja ka ko ya canja ki.
Let us pray.
Bari mu yi addu'a.
If you are here tonight,
idan kana nan ko kina nan a daren yau,
and you know,
kuma ka sani kin sani,
that if you drop dead now,
idan ka fadi yau a mutu'a,
your habitation will be desolate.
Mazaunin ka a ruwa a cikin samai zai zama ba wani a ciki.
You will not be welcomed into it.
Bara a marabce ka cikin shiryayyen wurin nan ba.
It is a time to make a very solid decision.
Lokaci ne wanda dole mu doki sakamako.
Because the things that God will be doing subsequently,
abunda Ubangiji zai yi daga yau,
if you have not solved the problem that we are raising,
idan baka iya ka shirya wannan maganan da muke yi,
you will still be at loss.
Zaka zama har yanzu a cikin babban rashi.
He said, let his habitation be desolate.
Yace bari mazaunin sa ya zama yasheshe.
Let no man dwell there.
Yace kada wani ya zauna a ciki.
What his bishopric.
Yace amma matsayin sa.
Let another take.
Yace wani ya dauka.
If you are here tonight,
idan kana nan ko kina nan
yau, and you don't want your habitation in eternity to be desolate,
baka so mazaunin ka a samanne ya zama yasheshe.
If you are here tonight,
idan kana nan a yau,
and you don't want it to be said concerning you that a man was supposed to be here, if you are here tonight, and you don't want it to be said that you missed your way, and you want to respond to the Lord quietly in your heart right now, you want to reconcile yourself with Jesus. If you are such a person, I want to invite you to put your right hand on your chest. I don't want my habitation to be desolate. I don't want no man to dwell there. You want to make up with the Lord Jesus so that you can inherit your habitation. Your right hand on your chest.
Hanunka na dama a bisa kirjinka.
Now listen to me.
Ku kasa kunne ku ji
ni. And understand what we are doing here.
Ku gane kuma abinda muke yi anan.
The truth of the matter is this.
Gaskiyar maganan shine,
in that place where you will be after this life,
wannan wuri wanda zamu zama bayan wannan rai a duniya,
you will have no strength. No strength.
Wancan wurin ba karfi.
The difference between life and death will be Jesus.
Bambancin rai da mutuwa shine Yesu.
But yet God will make it possible for people to know that he had good intentions for every man.
Amma ubangiji zai sama dole cewa mutane su zama da sani yana da shiri mai kyau bisa kowa.
So forget about the person you came with, forget about your neighbor.
Kamanta wai makwabcinka wanda kun zo tare ko wanda yana gefen ka ko gefen.
In this moment of decision, forget about your wife.
A wannan zahiri na mika kai kamanta ma da matan naka.
The Bible says concerning Judas, he said let his habitation
Litavi yace ta Yahuda bari mazauninsa
be desolate.
Ya zama ya sheshe.
Not their habitation.
Ba wai mazauninsu ba.
When it comes to the question of eternity, it is always a personal thing.
Idan yazo tambaya na ruhaniya da tafiya da Ubangiji abu ne na mutuntaka tilau kai kadai.
Let his habitation be desolate.
Bari mazauninsa ya zama ya sheshe.
Let no man dwell.
Yace kada wani ya zanna
dare. If your right hand is on your chest and you are sure of what you want to do tonight, you want to meet with Jesus and reconcile with him, your right hand on your chest.
Idan kana da tabbaci kuma ka san me kake yi, hannunka na dama bisa kirjinka.
And if your right hand is on your chest, lift your left hand up so that I can see you.
Idan hannunka na dama na kirjinka, ka daga hannunka na hagu so that this bari domin
in gani. Do not allow the devil win the argument over your soul.
Kada ka bar shedan ya ci galaba akan wannan gugurmaya na rayuwarka.
Because when the stage of eternity is open,
idan lokacin da ruhaniya ta budu kama haka,
I am pastor standing here will be walking in the heavens.
Ni da pastor da muke zaune nan za mu ta tafiya a cikin sama.
We will see habitations.
Sai mu ga mazaune.
Habitations.
Mazaune.
Habitations.
Mazaune.
That have become desolate.
Wanda sun zama yasheshe.
A new man is daring.
Amma kuma ba wani a ciki.
It will be a testimony to the fact.
Zai zama sheda ne na gaske.
Even though God desired that a man will end up here.
Ko da shike Ubangiji ya shirya ya kudura cewa wani ya zanna a ciki.
He will be marked absent.
Amma za a tabbatar cewa baya nan.
His habitation is intact.
Mazaunin a shirye.
But it is desolate.
Amma kuma ba a cikin ta.
And no one else can occupy it.
Kuma ba wani wanda zai shiga.
If your left hand is up,
idan hannunka na hagu yana sama,
your right hand is on your chest,
hannunka na dama na kirjinka.
Now do me a favor, leave your seat and come here so that we can pray here. I can introduce you to Jesus.
Kamun alheri da hannunka a sama inda kake, ka bar inda kake, ka zo inda
nake. Leave your seat, come to the pulpit right now.
Ka bar inda kake, ka yi sauri, ka yi sauri.
Forget about the person you came with.
Kamanta ki manta wanda kun zo tare.
It is now on the personal level.
Lokaci ne yanzu na take take
ko barana. Let his habitation be desolate.
Kada mazaunin sa ya zama ya sheshe.
Let no man dwell therein.
Kada wani ya zauna a ciki.
And his bishopric.
Wajen aikin sa kuma matsayinsa.
Tonight we need to reconcile you with the King of Kings. We need to reconcile you with the Lord of Lords. So if you are there and you notice that the Holy Ghost is knocking on your heart, it is a sign that you are not safe. So you want to come to Jesus. I don't want my habitation to be desolate. I don't want it to be said concerning me that I am absent. I'm still waiting for you. I'm still waiting for you. You know those days when we were still in the university. We began to take inventory of some of our classmates.
Mun fara dokan muna duba wansu wanda mun zanna muna karatu tare.
And sometimes a particular set can become intelligent and they can make a book that captures all the members of that set.
Idan an zo lokacin da za a gama makaranta aka dan yi wata takarda wanda zai doki photon dukkan mutanen da suka yi karatu a wancan shekara.
And then just a few years later,
shekaru kuma kadan idan ta wuce,
checking through the register,
idan ka je ka bude wannan takarda wanda photon na cikin ta,
Sandra,
take me you are that Sandra,
Abigail,
Abigail,
Moses,
Musa,
Danladi,
Danladi,
and then number 5,
Nabiar,
he's dead.
Yamutu,
his place is still in the diary.
A wannan takarda na photo har yanzu gashi a wurin.
His picture is still there. His matriculation number is still intact. But in the world of the living, he's absent. That is how it will be in the spirit realm. As you journey through the heavens, you will see desolate habitations. It's a testimony to the fact that some people are absent. The reason why you are standing here tonight is because you don't want to be absent. And there is only one way that can be effected. That is if you meet with Jesus. Right where you are now, I want you to talk to Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. I accept that I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. Save me. Forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Purge me with your blood. Every covenant I entered into knowingly
wanda na sani
or unknowingly
wanda kuma ban sani ba,
I renounce it tonight.
Na kisu yanzu.
Let his power
bari ikonsu
over my soul
akan
be broken.
Ya kare.
I repent.
Na tuba.
As you say you repent, call the name of what you are repenting for. If you have committed abortion before,
in the last in the dark check out
committed fornication before,
may you walk out zoom the chicky kai first can chikai
shah strange things that you did confess.
Abu Bonda get your check at your bangi
not
to but the first
I repent of abortion,
not to but the zoom the chicky
I repent of rebellion,
not to but the catholic kai.
Talk to him and repent right now.
Kaiwa ubangiji magana.
And after talking to him, say, forgive me. Say, forgive me. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. He has a plan for you. He has ordained the habitation for you. And that habitation will not be desolate. In the name of Jesus. Do we have counselors? Please, all of you here, you are special guests of Jesus. We have 30 minutes for me to leave this stage.
So,
I'd like you to meet with the counselors. They will take your details, then come back. I want to pray a powerful prayer before I leave the state. So please see our counselors this way. Your habitation will not be desolate. You will be the one to dwell therein. Can you salute them with a clap offering?
Bari mutapa ma Yesu, mutapa ma Yesu.
Now, those of you that are in still on your seats,
pray.
Please counsel us. Just take the details, release them in the next 10 minutes. I want to pray a powerful prayer right now.
Minti goma.
Minti goma.
10 minutes.
Hallelujah.
We have you.
Okay, I have 3 prayer points for us.
In our soul, we want to do imasu eco the muhiman chida karfi.
And the prayer points are focused on your family.
Wana kumazamu duba aduo inam bisa ialemu.
Your brothers, your sisters.
Enuanka mazada mata.
Your uncles, your aunties.
Su baba nemu the iya mo gabadia.
your nephews, your nieces,
and
all your relatives. You want to pray for them right now. Can you say, oh God? I didn't hear you. I bring my family before you. Let every yoke on our family be destroyed. Can you pray that prayer right now? Can you pray that prayer? Let every yoke on my family be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. Somebody pray that prayer right now. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Pray that prayer right now. Let every yoke that is on my family be destroyed. Let every yoke that is on my family be destroyed. If there is a yoke of untimely death, let it be destroyed. If there is a yoke of poverty, let it be destroyed. If there's a yoke of barrenness, let it be destroyed. If people in your family cannot get married, let it be destroyed.